You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy.
And now, the hunt for the perfect album.
Hello, patrons, and welcome back to the hunt for the perfect album with Billy and Dave. I'm nervous about this one. I'm really nervous. Really? Yeah, because this week I gave Dave an album. One of my favorites, Broken Folks by Anthony Atkinson and the Running Mates. I'm assuming you had never heard of this band.
Nope.
Okay. like I mentioned last week, Anthony Atkinson is a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter. He was under the Lost and Lonesome label, which is how I found them. I'm a big fan of just about everything on that label, and I'm going to see him live in a couple of weeks. Hopefully I can convince Dave to come with me. Let's get straight into it. How did you find this album?
To a point. As the more we go through this, the more I'm getting a sense of your sweet spot, and it's this kind of slightly twee indie.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
That is you. And the first time I went through this album, it kind of got lost in that genre. And yep. I like the genre, but I find it very hard sometimes to differentiate between...
Which is totally fair. My wife is the same. She's not a big twee fan.
Sort of, I'm trying to think. Sort of the likes of, I don't know, the Shins or fucking Postal Service and Death Cab and blah 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 blah. They're all great, but I do find, because I don't listen to them frequently.
Yeah,
all of that kind of indie stuff tends to blur together a little for me. Yep. And I don't, it sounds negative. I don't mean it to be negative, but it makes it hard to kind of comment on some of this stuff because I know I like it, but it's kind of all this giant, big, squidgy ball of nice indie pop.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep. But it's like when you eat a meal like fried rice and you're like, I like all of this, but I can't tell you whether it's the peas or the egg or the...
It's just Asian and it's good.
Yeah.
But on the as I listened to this multiple times, things started to come out of it. Like, I don't know. I'm assuming they have steel guitar. If they don't, they have something that sounds like steel guitar.
Yeah.
That kind of gives it almost a... It's not a surf steel guitar or a country steel guitar. It's more like... I don't know if you, but back in the 50s, you had acts like the one that came to mind most listening to this was a track called Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny, which you may know from being the theme of this shitty Stephen King adaptation, Sleepwalkers. But actually, I might get, see if you can find that, because I do want you to cue it up at some point, because I want.
What's it called?
Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny. Because the thing that made this stand out as an album from all of those other indie things is the guitar that's through it, more than anything. That sort of shit.
Yeah.
Not quite as much.
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah.
Not quite as much, but particularly in the latter half of this album, I started to get a bit of that, and I didn't pick it up the first time, but as the second and third and subsequent times, I'm like, this is different to all of that other twee shit.
Yeah.
Well, not shit, the other twee stuff. And these are starting to differentiate themselves, and it got to a point. So we kick off with, I lost my way, I found a friend.
Yeah.
Which I think might be my favorite track on this album.
Right. I cut the ties, I stem the Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, and you're right. I think if, like me, you do start to listen to a lot of Twee, then you do start to hear those little things that do make all these artists individual. And you're absolutely right. His use of the guitar, it is very reminiscent to Sleepwalk, actually. That was a good pickup. Yeah.
It took a few listens, and you get it more. We'll get to the tracks where it started to jump out at me.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't call them riffs. It's not, you know, like the Lucksmiths, I think, have some very strong riffs. None of these songs really have anything that you would call a riff. And yet, to me, I find them quite memorable and catchy. But yeah, I'm very
the first couple of times, with the exception of one track, this album felt very samey the first couple of times.
Yeah.
It doesn't now, but it took a while for those individual instruments to start kind of, I guess, presenting themselves to me more. And now I can very clearly, which I couldn't do with, for example, Math and Physics Club.
Yeah.
It took many listens for me to go that track, that track, that track.
Yeah.
With this, probably the second or third time through, I'm going, I like that one. That one's a bit boring. I like that one.
Yep.
Differentiation. And it is very much down to that guitar and the vocals.
Yeah.
So some of the tracks have a kind of two-way vocal with a male and female singer.
Yep.
Whereas some of them seems to be more kind of just him, and they kind of don't stand out as much, I guess.
Yeah.
So the second and third tracks are probably my least favorite.
Okay.
Can't We Collect It and It Radiates? I don't dislike them. They're perfectly fine and they're perfectly nice. But I still can't. Neither of them jump out at me.
Yeah, right.
Still. There's a sliver of light that
marks the day, and from the stars. Yeah, they probably are the two slowest tracks on the album. As well,
they're perfectly. If I was sitting in a bar and there was a guy up there singing, and he started singing that.
Yeah,
I would probably stop and turn to whoever I was with and go, "Oh, geez, he's good.
Yeah,
I like that. They're perfectly nice.
Yeah,
but they're perfectly nice.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. That's totally fair.
But then we get to track four, and boom, the lake. That song fucking slaps.
Yeah, right.
It's a real standout, which is weird. You sort of, I think, track one, awesome. Two and three, okay. Track four, boom. Oh, okay. We're back.
Yeah, right. Is it the driving guitar, do you think? I think that song has a real
it's the
rhythm
pace
to it.
I think it doesn't have the nice vocal. I think it's a lot more kind of you know, there's a bit more to it. Always trying to pretend we were getting closer to the truth, but never questioning the proof. When we finally reemerged with our stories undeterred, we took a drive up to the lake and sat for hours till daybreak.
Yeah, that
it's
moment there.
More.
Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah. I get that.
And yeah, really, really like that track. Probably my... See, that and the first track are vying for...
Interesting. Neither of them are my favorite, but I totally get that. I do enjoy those songs.
Then we get to Her Place, which I did like a lot. Can't remember if anything stood out about it, but I just... literally made a note going, yep, still good. then Some Border Town was a real standout for me as well.
That's the one you were alluding really to before with the double header. Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, I brought that up and then thought you could keep talking, so I brought it back down.
No. Run it. I think I spend the time praying. Well, that's the sure sign of hope is fading. I'm just trying to stoke a fire.
That's one of my favorite tracks. It's not my favorite, but I do love that track, and I love the instrumentation of it. It's almost country, but not in a country style, if that makes sense. It's
100%.
Yeah, big fan of that track.
That two-way conversational does feel quite country.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. The next one, and from this point on, every track is great. It's really only tracks 2 and 3 that are kind of, and they're not bad. They're just, from this point on, it's all high watermark stuff. Into the Night Again, I really liked. I thought it was fucking beautiful. And this is where we start to get more and more of that kind of steel guitar sound.
Yeah.
This and the next one, I think in particular, were the ones where I noticed it most.
Yeah, definitely. But you're long gone down the road before anybody knows. And when they finally come around. Yeah, that one is the closest you could get probably to using the word riff. And it's still not quite right. You're right, it's more kind of, there's something atmospheric about the way he uses a guitar, I think.
Yeah, it's very subtle, but it's unlike, I think, any other band that I'm familiar with in this genre.
Yeah,
it's got not the band as a whole, but the guitar has a real late 50s feel to it.
Yeah,
which is quite unusual and really makes them stand out. And in the next song, Trade Winds, as well. Again, really, I fucking really like this song.
Yeah, yep. I walk the coast and climb the highest hill and look for something real on the horizon. These channels guide men of the sea through unforgiving ports known for treachery. Yeah, I think he's quite a clever his arrangements, I think, are really good. And I think that's part of what sets it apart from a lot of twee bands is that a lot of them, they're straight into it. Like, a lot of twee songs are really short. Like, twee and punk are kind of two strings of the same bow, where they were both born out of people who can't play instruments. And, you know, the twee singers want to sing about holding hands and T-shirt weather, and punks sing about fuck the government. But so, yeah, like a lot of twee songs, whereas I think that he does a lot of building.
Do you bang the instrument you can't play, or do you stroke it?
And I think that Anthony Atkinson does a lot of building in his songs. Like that song right there where you start with just the acoustic guitar and the vocals, and then that twang comes in, and then the drums hit. And yeah, I think he does a lot of build up like that.
I mean, you can probably tell me how many running mates there are, or is it literally just this one dude and sort of hangers on?
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. So originally he was just Anthony Atkinson, and his album, I think he only had one prior to this, and that was a solo album. But yeah, like any other, you know, he had, I guess, studio musicians or people who would join him on stage, much like the Mountain Goats. And at a certain point he was like, well, no, we're a band. So he does all the songwriting. But I think there's probably three others.
Because I get this. It kind of feels across the course of this album, there's like at least 3 or 4 different types of guitar.
Yeah, yep.
And I was kind of, what I was alluding to was, I guess, whether he just had a bunch of different people that came in and played shit, or if he's kind of like a Mike Oldfield who just has a wall of guitars.
Yeah, no, that's him. Yeah,
whatever he feels like.
Yeah, he is the one playing all of those guitar parts, as far as I'm aware. Yeah,
because and the other thing I got, by the time I got to Tradewinds, I was like, I partly get why Billy Lane. Yes, it's all kind of twee and indie. But there's a touch of the seafaring about this album.
There is,
well,
yeah, there is a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yep. That's very much Billy.
So we still haven't reached my favourite song yet. We hit it now. It's Labour Day.
Labour Day, which to me, of all of these, probably more lyrically than musically, but to me, this I got a real go-betweens vibe off this.
Yeah, I get that.
It's so Australian. And
it's very Australian. It's very Australian.
Lyrically, I think this to me, I got all sorts of Streets of Our Town vibes off this. Very go-betweensy, which made me, you know, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I stay out on the bay for Labor Day.
It reminds me of my days working in television, where you'd have to go in and work on the public holidays and it fucking sucked. You were the only one there. But lyrically, I think it's gorgeous. And musically as well, this is where we get that little kick of banjo going on. And I think it all ties together so well. And that's why this is my favorite song from the album.
I didn't mention it earlier, and I now can't remember which track it is, but one of them had some fucking brass, and I thought that was going to be your favorite out.
I do like some brass, yeah.
which one was it? Fuck, it was one of them. One of them had some fucking horns came in, and I went, oh, I bet you this is Billy's favorite. But
I think that's The Lake, actually. I think The Lake is the one that gets some horns going. Yeah, I think so.
It might be. I was thinking it's one of the ones that I really liked, so it's either The Lake or the first one. But as soon as I got up, I was like, oh, okay, that's Billy's favorite. The horns came in.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously you've got the short close of Broken Folks, but I think it's one of the best tracks on the album. I love it. I think it's the perfect close to this album. And to be honest, I could have done with more than a minute 22 of this one.
Right.
Taking more hills out of mountains of despair. Crippled saints in the air. With bad wings and things in states of disrepair. Where the coast guards the sea.
Yeah, that's where you get a little bit of that seafaring going on, that beautiful a cappella. Yeah. Because I think he has a really nice voice, which isn't... It's funny, I would say it's not that common for Twee, but between, you know, this and Tali from the Lucksmiths, I think that, yeah, you do get a lot of that kind of sweetness and richness to these vocals.
Yeah, a lot of it's the style of music. I mean, if you've got a half-decent voice, you can probably get away with this style of music.
Yeah,
but
true.
But I think... he is particularly good, and I think that last track I think is a beautiful bookend on this. You start kind of hit the kind of kick off pretty strong with I Lost My Way, I Found a Friend.
Yeah,
it's not a subtle, it's a boom, here we are. And I think closing with Broken Folks is really nice. It's a beautiful way to end this album. Overall I love this album. I thought it was great.
Nice. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Because I was nervous. Because like you say, it is very much of a style. And I have kind of been slowly revealing myself and kind of dipping you into this style. Because this is... It was really funny, actually. Spotify have just released what they call the AI DJ. Have you tried that feature yet?
No.
So it has an AI voice that dips in every kind of four or five songs and is like, yo, yeah, okay, so now I'm going to do a set for you of And it just picks like a random thing. It's like, okay, here are some rock songs that you really like, or here's some stuff that I think you'll like. Today, randomly, it was like, you know, here's what you were really into in 2016. And it was just this mad string of twee songs that all sounded very similar to this. And I was like, okay, it's, you know, this is my bread and butter, this kind of poppy, sweet, you know, for all intents and purposes, this album is quite similar to Our Hearts Beat Out Loud by Math and Physics Club, which I gave you a couple of weeks ago. But I can hear the difference. And,
oh, I absolutely can.
And, you know, so I'm trying to balance it a bit. I think next time I'm going to give you something quite different again. You've seen that the other thing I'm really into is kind of indie punk and, you know, kind of rockier alternative. So I might try to give you more of that next week. Something kind of Charlie Blissy. But I'm glad that you liked it. How are you scoring this one?
I think this is... even like a 7.5.
Okay, yeah, nice. That's good.
I mean, I need to listen to it more, and I will. But it's there's no duds on it. It's even Karma Collected and It Radiates, the second and third track, I probably wouldn't skip them because I know that it's only two tracks, and then it hits the lake, and then I'm like, ooh, yeah. So you know, I probably wouldn't bother skipping because I know that it's only two tracks that. Not wowing me.
Yeah.
And everything else from that point on, I really, really like.
Nice.
So
nice. Well, what are you going to hit me with next week?
I go. You've just gone through telling me, oh, I'm subtly changing what I give you, but I'm following it. We're going full country.
Okay. Okay.
And we're going the most pared down basic fundamental country you can imagine. I'm giving you Redheaded Stranger by Willie Nelson.
Okay. Okay.
Which is, it's not an early, I mean, he's done like a gazillion albums. It's like his fucking 17th album or some shit, but it's the first album where he was given complete creative control.
Yep.
And so he did this, it might be the world's first concept album.
Okay. All right.
he took a song that he liked performing back in his early days, Redheaded Stranger, and he built a whole story around the story of that song and used some tracks he wrote himself, some tracks that he sort of thematically fit, and
nice.
He took a new spin on. It's so basic. It sounds like he recorded it in his shed.
Yeah, cool.
It's
okay.
Him, his famously beat up old guitar, and a smattering of others.
Nice.
But it's really, really unproduced.
Yeah.
To the point where the labels all hated it. it sounds like you made it in your garage. But it's so honest. It's so pure. I'm not a big country head, but this is one of my favorite albums of all time. And
I mean, the Willie Nelson I've heard, I've enjoyed. So,
well, I mean, he was always more famous for the songs he wrote for other people, like Always on My Mind and things like that, that, you know, someone like Elvis might have a big hit with. He kind of always scraped by on his own shit.
Yeah.
Even though I think he's amazing, and you'll recognize the lyrics from the first track, Time of the Preacher, because I gave you Harder, Edge of Darkness to watch on the main show, and Jodon Baker and Bob Peck sit around over drinks talking about the lyrics of Time of the Preacher.
Yeah.
And their mutual love of this album.
Yeah, nice.
And I think the lyric in particular that they reference is was the time of the preacher in the year of 01. Something is over and the dying has begun, and he screamed like a panther in the middle of the night.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. All right.
I adore this album.
All right.
Yeah. No pressure.
I'm keen. I'm excited. I'm really, really curious to hear it. All right. Well, there you go. That's next week, patrons. Thank you once again for joining us on this hunt for the perfect album. We hope that you're enjoying these chats, but also hope that you're enjoying the music. Because we love these albums.
I have found what is now... I mean, I posted on, I don't know, some Facebook group, some record collecting group where they were saying, oh, what's your 20 or 25 favorite albums? And I've got Young Enough by Charlie Bliss in there, which I've never heard a few weeks ago. So there you go.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll catch you next week, patrons. Have a good one.
See you guys.
And the sentimental melody.